Blog Talk Radio.
My breakthrough. You can't have my increase, devil. Oh, bless his name. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. good evening to, praise God, all of our listeners in the field. Giving honor to Christ who is the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the mothers, to the deacons, to the ministers, to the prophets, to the men, to the youth, to the ministers. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, and to Illinois, I bid you all a good evening. God has blessed us to be in this day for his purpose, and we thank God. You see, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. See, God is a God of goodness. God is a God of mercy. God is a God of a second chance. And we say, thank you, Lord God, for that second chance. Oh, bless your holy name. We know you didn't have to do it. But Lord, you looked through the annals of time and you saw our need. Oh, bless your holy name. And Lord, you gave up your blood for us. Oh, what a sacrifice. Oh, what a sacrifice. No greater love than this, that a man will lay down his life for a friend. That's what Jesus did. Oh, over 2,000 years ago. Oh, yes, he did. He did it for us. You and me. Oh, bless his holy name. You know, it's something about the name of Jesus. It is so sweet. So holy. So serene. So amazing. That Jesus is. And we thank him, Lord, today for being our lily of the valley, our bright and morning star, our Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. We thank him on this evening for who he is in our life. Oh, bless his name. He is life and he is love. And we give him the praise, the honor, and the glory on this evening. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you. First head of my life. First lady. Pastor Carolyn, everyone, frontline, members, at ADM members. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, almost as we know how, God. We thank you just for another brand new day, God. Oh, God, we realize things that happened yesterday, that is dead. Today is a new day, and God, we thank you, God. We thank you, and we'll give you all the praises and the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to lift up every minister that it is, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them like never before, God. Yes. Let them step on the wall and not come down, God. Continue to preach your word, that come forth, your true word, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every our enemies today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you forgive them because they know not what they do, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to let us love one another like never before, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. We pray today, God, you say, let the weak say, I am strong. So today we are strong in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for rising us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, teach us, God, how to stand like never before. No matter what cometh for us, God, let us stay focused on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the sick and shedding in today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up the Mumford family once again, God, the Weems family, the Davis family, the Romnus family. We lift up Juanita once again today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for healing, God, our sickness, God, through the blood of Jesus this day, God. We lift our family members up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you're continually doing what you're doing, God. We see you drawing them near to you. We see you saving, delivering in the name of Jesus in this last days, God. Oh, God, we thank you this day, God. Thank you for what you've done. We go to the God, in spite of what the enemy is, oh God, we thank you, hey, Kobashanda, this day in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, let us stay strong in you, God. Let us walk as we're supposed to walk, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Although we realize stones may come, huh, they may stumble us a little bit, God. But when we fall, let us get back up, huh? Let's realize and know that you're God all by yourself in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We lift up our opinions up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God, and continue to mold them, huh? Stretch them in the way, the desire that you will have them to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the whole nation, God. We realize, God, we are in these days, God. We are showing up in turmoil days, God. In Nadoboshe, God, we pray, God, that you bring families back together, Rabosha, God, in the name of Jesus, love and unity, and with you in the center of the family, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every youth that it is, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God, as they are on the way to school, on the playground, you go to Rabosha, God. Oh, God, we pray this day, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. Move our will out the way, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. Because we can't do nothing, God, without but we realize we can do all things to you in the mighty name of Jesus this day, God. We thank you, Hikobashando Roboche, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us stay focused, Hikobashando Roboche, this day, God, like never before, God. We want to stay in your perfect will, God, Roboche, God, Hikobashando. Oh, God, we pray this day, God, that you teach us, God, about our mouthpiece, God, Oroboshe, God, things we should say and things that we shouldn't say in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize that our song, Oroboshe, God, could just tear down people, God. Oh, God, we ask you to help us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need your help, God, this day and evermore. These things we ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way right now, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Right now. Come in the midst, Holy Spirit. Move by your mighty Holy Spirit. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Come right now, Holy Spirit, to reprove in the name of Jesus, to correct in the name of Jesus, to set straight in the name of Jesus, to set in position in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Come right now. Come right now. Refine your people, Lord God. Right now. Through your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you see it all. You know it all. Come right now. Move right now. yes, from the Lord, north, southeast, yes, and the west.
Thank you.
Holy
yes,
Spirit, move right now on your people. We need you, Lord. This hour,
yes,
this
Lord,
time, this moment,
yes,
Lord God,
yes,
we need you, Lord. We
yes,
need you
Lord,
to come. We can't do it unless you come, Holy Spirit, and
yes,
work it all out in the name
yes,
of Jesus. Glory
Lord,
be to God. Yes. Oh, glory. God,
yes,
work it out. Work
yes,
it out.
Yes,
like the
Lord,
fullest fire, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes.
Take out
yes,
all
Lord,
the impurities, all the contaminations, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
do it right
yes,
now.
Yes.
Take out the things of the heart and the mind that's not of
yes,
God, Holy Spirit. Do it right
yes,
now,
Lord,
Father God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Your saints.
Yes, Lord.
Your children.
Yes. Yes,
your sheep. We
yes,
need you
Lord,
now. Glory
yes,
be to
Lord,
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God help
Lord,
us. God
yes,
help
Lord,
us.
Yes,
not
yes,
to talk
Lord,
a good talk, but walk the good walk through your
yes,
Holy Spirit in the
amen,
name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the
Lord,
name
Jesus,
of Jesus. In
yes,
the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Yes,
God help
Lord,
us to get it together.
Help
us to
Lord,
get it together, Lord God. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
help us right now. We need help, Lord. Right
yes,
now.
Lord
God. Lord God. If the church, Lord God, need help, where does the sinner man stand? Holy Spirit, come in the midst. Have your way right now. Glory, hallelujah. Pierce the heart. Pierce the mind. Pierce the thought process. It's not of God.
Yes.
Oh God. Drain it out. Take it out. Oh, glory be to God. Sift it out, Lord God. Oh, the ungodly things, the ungodly ways, the ungodly talk, the ungodly walk. Glory, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, do it right now. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, some of us, Lord God, some of us, Holy Spirit, we missed that memo. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. To hide that word in our heart that we once and against thee, Holy Spirit, come. Move right now. Shake right now. Loosen right now. Every crack, every foundation that's not of God, Holy Spirit. Come in the midst. God, move it right now. God, move it right now. In the name of Jesus. Backbiting. Oh, glory. Slander. Oh, glory. Ungodliness. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Move it, Lord. Killing. Murder. Drugs. Alcohol.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
Fornication. Oh, God. Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Bring your sword. Holy Spirit. Cut away right now. Cut away. Hallelujah. Cut away the fatty parts. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do it right now, Lord God. Cut away from my heart, from my mind, from my thought process. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. God, we need a mind circumcision. Oh, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. How can we stand before you, Lord God? Proclaiming your name, proclaiming who we are, and we don't want to do right. Holy Spirit, you come and you fix it from the top to the bottom, from the north, south, east, and the west. Fix it, Holy Spirit, wherever, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, internationally, locally, Lord God. God, you do it. It's time out. for us, Lord God.
Yes.
Puffing up our chest, saying
yes.
one thing and doing another. Holy Spirit,
yes.
come
yes.
in.
Yes, Lord.
Reprove, correct, chastise in
yes.
the name of Jesus. God, do it right now. Holy Spirit, do it right now, right now, right now. Glory to Bosanda. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Time is short. Time is winding down, Holy Spirit. We need you now to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Clean. Wash. Water the snow. Cleanse us. Now, Holy Spirit. Now is the acceptable time to clean us all. Oh, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Glory,
God.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
From the dirt we came. From the dust and the dirt we go back. Clean us up, Lord God. Clean
Lord.
Us up for your service right now,
yes, Lord
Jesus. Through your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And God, when you clean us, when you fix
Lord.
Us,
yes.
God, we're going to be satisfied that we can move on in you and spread the good news and the gospel that men, women, and children will see our light and want to take up their cross and follow Christ.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you said you would pull the covers. Right now, Lord God, pull the covers by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Convict hearts and minds, Lord God. Oh, glory. Lord God, that we want to do right. In the name of Jesus. God, do it right now. Holy Spirit, move right now. We
Lord.
Need you right
yes,
now.
We do, Lord.
Fix
yes,
us up, Lord. Fix
yes,
us up, Lord. We
yes,
need fixing in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Do,
in our
yes,
hearts,
Lord.
And in our minds, oh God, we need
Lord.
Fixing.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not
yes,
just some
Lord.
Of us, but every one of us, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, we do. Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes,
do it right
Lord,
now.
Jesus.
Do it right now, Holy Spirit. And bring
yes,
it back continually to
yes.
our remembrance, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That we are disciples
yes.
of Christ. That we are the peacemakers. That we are children of God. That we live holy. That will live righteous on today. Holy Spirit, move right now. Move right now. You know what we need, Lord God. Lord God, and we know what we need. So, Lord God, let us be true to our own selves. And Father God, in that truth, Father God, that you fix us. That you fix us where we
Lord.
Need to be fixed
Amen.
So that you can use it in these last and evil days.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We thank you for
thank
the corporate
you,
prayer of the mother.
Thank
you. And thank you, Lord God, for hearing our cry as we humble ourselves before your mighty throne, that you be
Amen.
Exalted
yes,
in the earth
Lord.
And in heaven.
Yes.
You be exalted,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes,
not
Lord.
None of us.
Yes,
we are here
Amen.
For your purpose.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lest
yes,
we forget, Lord,
Lord
God. Lest we
yes.
forget. You are the Almighty and living
Amen.
God.
Yes.
Oh, glory. And that we are to put no other gods before you. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. God, we thank you. We love
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. And
yes.
we worship you, Lord God, on today. for your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Coming in the midst.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Sharing what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we thank
Lord.
You, Lord. And we praise
you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, invited you back tonight. You know why. Amen. And I just got three words to say. Get ready, get ready, get ready. For our own Mother Helen is going to come and break the bread of life around the table of God with each and every one of us on this evening. Get yourself ready as we go in to sup with Mother Helen and the Word of God. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I could just hang on up because y'all done got all in my message. You know, that's what I love, when the spirits flow, and you know you on the right track. And Pastor Smith come on, and he throw his nuggets, and then Mother come on with that prayer. And I tell you, it's just a good thing when you serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Give honor to
Amen.
God, who's the head of my life, and a giver, who's a keeper of my soul, to Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha, Pastor Smith, to my mothers, Mother Jackson, Mother Juanita, Mother Weaver. I send you peace and blessings to everyone in the foreign lands under the sign of my voice. To my family in Decatur, Alabama, Evangelist Chi, her mother, everyone, Mother Fagan, we are still praying for you. You know, I just full. You all have just got me full. And I just want to just say this. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Higher ground. How is your feet planted? What? How is your light? How bright is your light? Challenge yourself for just a minute in those areas. Are you looking? It's what's going on in your life. We are not perfect, but we can pray each day to go to higher grounds. And with that being said, I'm going to be coming from a portion of the Philippians 3 and Philippians 4. And I'm going to be reading two versions of it. Really, I want people to really get this. Because we as saints of God, we sometimes are missing the mark. We always looking at what it looked like, and we not pressing toward the mark of the high calling. And that's what Paul was talking to the Philippians about, you know, when he was ministering from a jail cell. And we're going to begin in the third chapter, the 12th verse. And I'm going to read from the New English, and then I'm going to read from New International, because I want really this to sink in. He said, I do not claim that I have already succeeded, have already become perfect. I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won to himself. Of course, my friends, I really do not think I have already won it. The one thing, however, I do know, is forget what is behind me and do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight forward to the goal in order to win the prize which God called through Christ Jesus and above. And that's self-explanatory. You can't gain the prize by looking back. You can't win the prize by having discouragement. Three things in life You should never lose your hope, peace, and honesty. Three more things will destroy your peace: anger, pride, unforgiveness. Three more things: love, kindness from your family and your friends. But the most important things is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You cannot say you dwelling with the Holy Spirit. You cannot say you have forgiveness. Maybe that's why our prayers don't get answered like they should. Because we're looking back at what somebody did to you, what somebody said to you, what happened in your childhood. If somebody tried to approach you with a question in love, you fly off the handle and you just say things you shouldn't say. And I always say that three things we can't get back are words, a stone after it's thrown, and an appointment after it's missed. So we need to really dwell on leaving those things behind. Keep pressing toward the mark of the higher calling, and which that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, you're going to stumble, and you're going to fall, and you're going to get weary along the way. You're going to have suffering in your body, not saying you don't believe. You're going to have people to say things that you might not like. You might not get along. You might not, but you still got to walk in love. Before I get to the fourth chapter and about that walking in love, I don't know who this is for, and I don't know why God got me giving this testimony, but it's going to help somebody. I worked at the biggest department store in Atlanta at one time, Rich's, and it was like I had favor with the manager. And when he got ready to send somebody to the stores, it would always be me, because he said, you know how to communicate with people, and you're pleasant. And that's what I need to sell more cakes and pies and wedding cakes and what have you. I was in charge of the special cakes, wedding cakes. And a lot of time people would see my work, and they say, whoever did this cake, that's who I want to do my cake. And they say, well, we know who that was. And they would put my name on the order. But you know, that'll draw fire, and it'll draw enemies. And this girl, for some reason, just did not like me for that reason. And she had told somebody, she said, the first chance I get, I'm going to mess that face up. But I still, at that time, walked in love. And the reason I learned to walk in love, because my mama had told me as a little girl, she said, never let the sun go down on your wrath when you're angry. She and my father could have some real hot words, but I would always see them make up. And she always walked in love. I can't say that for Daddy, because Daddy would go in on you. And that's what we're going to talk about, too, that we don't have to go in on people. A soft answer turns away wrath. And it tells you also in Romans that we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. You're going to be killed all the day long. But he said, don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. So let us keep climbing for that higher mark. Let us plant our feet on higher ground. If we expect to get our prayers answered, we got to stop looking back at what it is and what it used to be. And still, don't skip, don't walk. You want to run with haste to your higher calling in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we're going now to the fourth chapter of Philippians. He said, therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friend. I plead with you, Nora, and I plead with Santi to agree with each other in Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellows, help these women who have contended at my side. That means they worked alongside them. Nowhere, if you do a research, you find what these two women were quarreling about. You can use your imagination. When women sometimes have a conflict of interest, different personalities, especially in the church. But we, as the ministers and the mothers of the church, when we see this going on, we have the opportunity to go to them in love and try to teach them how to make peace with each other. This is what Paul was telling his yoke fellows. That means his ministers, the one that had worked alongside of him. And he said, who have at my side, in the side of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life? Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to the Lord. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And he said, finally, my brothers, even when you can't pay your bills, even when you aching in your body, even if someone have made you angry and you want to gain, even if someone have acted indifferent towards you and you don't know why, he still say, walk in love. He said, then you think on these things. He said, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. What have you, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. He's telling you, when things come upon you, press. When things come upon you, push. Still walk in love. Still walk in love. This I want to tell you. When that girl tried to kill me that day, the one that didn't like me, she pushed her cart, a high cart where the uniforms hang on, and it hit me over my left eye. They had to take me to Grady's and got about 3 or 4 stitches. But you know, I could have retaliated, and one of the ladies told me, she said, I don't see how you can just take that and don't. She said, I'd have went upside that head, but I needed my job. Neither one of us lost our job, but to show you how a blessing came out of even that. The big manager called me in the office. He said, look, we opening up a shop in the 8th and the Bell South building. I want you to go up there. And he said, you'd be working from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. You have weekends off. I said, thank you, Jesus. And it just said that next year, she pulled that stunt with somebody else, and she lost her job. Well, to make a long story short, about 4 years ago, somebody said, you know, Laurie is really sick in the hospital, and said she want to ask you to come pray for her, but she said she treated you so bad, well, she don't know if you would. I said, tell her to call me. I went right on to Grady's, prayed for her. She came out. We're good associates. We don't talk all the time, but that woman never forget her birthday. She found out that my house had been damaged, and she called somebody that I talked to and got my number. And she said, what can I do? She said, you know I don't forget your birthday. She said, but I want to buy you some. You need pots and pans? Do you need bed linens? And I'm just saying, if I hadn't have been taught to walk in love, if I hadn't have been later on got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, I couldn't walk in love. I've had people to stop speaking to me, stop being friendly to me, but I still walked in love. And now I see that walking in love is paying off, because I'm seeing those suddenly blessings. If you cast your bread upon the water, it will come back not many days hence. So I thank God for the victory in my life. I thank God that we should continue to press towards the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. And when things come up on us, don't get angry. Don't get upset. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can we come together. Just like he wanted those two ladies, whatever the quarrel was about, to make peace, because they had been ministers traveling to him, you know, bringing the word of knowledge, bringing the good news of the gospel to the people in Philippians. So all of a sudden, they at odds. I heard a lot of ministers say it was jealousy. One might have got praise more than the other. We don't know, but we just know that those things do exist. But what we need to do, if we want our prayers answered, if we want to be all that we can be in God, we got to press. We got to run towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And when you see the enemy bringing those thoughts into your mind, into your heart, don't you know the greater the gift, the greater the calling, the greater the hell you're going to go through. The enemy don't lack you. He don't lack us. So we have to be mindful of these things. And we have to get in our word. We have to go over to the 44th Psalm where it say again, we're going to be killed all the day long. We're going to be counted as sheep as the flock. And like sheep is slaughtered. You're going to be ostracized, pasteurized. Sometimes you feel like you've been pushed back, overlooked, rejected, and all the above. But keep your mind on Christ Jesus. Know who you are in God. Know who God has called you to be. The greater the gift, the greater the calling, the greater the problems and troubles you will go through. So be encouraged today. Be encouraged and know that God knows all things. When you get ready to throw up your hands, because things are not going like you want them to go, just say, God knows, and he sees all, and he will right every wrong. He told you to fret not yourself because of evildoers. He said, bless the Lord at all times. Let a praise be continually in your mouth. Oh, yeah, I have my moments, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I used to think I was too old. I was 80 years old, and I'm still pressing toward the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. I may stumble along the way, but I'm going to keep on pushing. I got the victory. My future looks good, and it looks bright. And another three things that I want to leave with you. Always consult God. Go with his plan. Number two, always obey God and work through his process. Always trust God and stand on his promises.
Amen.
Oh, Paul didn't claim to have it all going for him. He said, I really don't have it. And just before I leave, I have to read out of the New English Version. He says, so then, my friends, how dear you are to me, and how I miss you, how happy you make me, and how proud I am of you. This, dear friends, is how you should stand firm in your life with the Lord. Euoda and Sunti, please, I beg you, try to agree as sisters in the Lord. You too, my faithful partner, I want you to help these women, for they have worked hard with me to spread the gospel together with Clement and all my other fellow workers whose names are in the book of living. May you always be joyful in your union with the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude toward everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. But in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace is far beyond human understanding. Will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. And he said, in conclusion, my friends, fill your mind with those things that are good, that deserve mm-hmm. praise, that are true, mm-hmm. noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. And put it into practice what you learn and receive from me, both from my words, from my action, mm-hmm. and the God who give us peace will be with you. That says it all. That means
Amen.
We could look at our apostle, our pastor, our prophet, as a Paul, receive what he teaches us and learn from that. He said Sunday, if you sow to the wind, you'll reap to the wind. So that means you don't want to bring a whole lot of damnation and hell down on your own self by being mm-hmm. rude, disgruntled, acting ugly, not walking in love, flying off the handle. Just press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Forget about what happened to you years ago in your childhood. Because we all want to reach that mark. Sure, you stumble, but you got an advocate with the Father. Just go to him, because he knows all and he sees all. It's nothing new under the sun that he already know what's going to happen with you. He said he know every strand of hair on your head. He knew you mm-hmm. before you come out of your mother's womb. So it's nothing. Mm-hmm. But he's such a loving God. He always forgives. He never chides. He never mm-hmm. bring back our past. Because I'm so mm-hmm. glad he's not like men. So we mm-hmm. continue to trust in God. Believe in him. Don't walk. Don't skip. But run toward the mark of the high calling. Be all that God has called you to be. Everybody don't have the same gift. You may have the gift mm-hmm. of help. You may not be a prophet, but you can show love. You may not be an apostle, but you can show love. You can walk in love. And when you feel those things creeping up on you, those thoughts, you will feel like you want to get angry or disgruntled about something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever mm-hmm. is pure, whatsoever is honorable, think on these things.
Yeah.
And may the peace of God always be with you, and it will. Because he's not a man that he should lie, not a he's a man, son of man, that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. I have aches and pains in my body, but I remind God, I've been faithful. I'm doing what you asked me to do. I turned my face to the wall, and I'm mm-hmm. sure he's going to give me 15 more good years. So with all that being said, leave trouble behind. Put it up under your feet and press toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. I hope you got something out of what I've said and doing the week of your Bible study. Get in the 8th chapter of Romans. It will tell you how to live, what's going on with your life. And also get in Philippians 3:4 and study it. Get an understanding. You know, a long time ago, we didn't have computers and phones that we could Google things. And when you Google it, they make it so plain for you to understand. And mm-hmm. I declare it will make you walk the walk, not just talk the talk, but you will live a better life in Christ. Oh, we're not perfect, but we are serving a perfect master, a perfect God in Jesus Christ. And now we'll turn it back into hands of Pastor Smith. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God, Mother. Amen. Beautiful word. Beautiful word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And we know that the word of God stands alone by itself. Amen. Praise God. And you know, Mother, I was looking at that fourth verse there. Amen. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he as whereof the might trust in the flesh. He says, I more. But listen to this. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, a man, having confidence in the flesh. Now, we know there's no good thing in the flesh, praise God.
No.
If it was so, then God, when he come back to take us all, he will take that flesh into heaven. Amen.
Amen.
But that flesh is not going to heaven. It's that spirit man. Because where did we come from? We come from God. What is God? God is a spirit. So we must worship God how?
In spirit and in truth.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. We can't worship God in the flesh. The flesh is a mess. The flesh don't want what's right. It's want to do what's contrary. It want to do what's different. It want to do what's wrong. That's what the flesh wants. Praise God. And when we can't get along with our brother, we can't get along with our sister, we can't get along with our boss or coworker or whomever, praise God, the flesh is a mess. Amen. Amen. That's why the flesh has to die daily, praise God. Because you let that flesh take over, you give it an inch, and it'll want a mile. Just like old Slufus. Oh, yeah. Praise God. So ye that are spiritual, be spiritual. And not only be spiritual, but you be holy. Praise God. In your attitude, in your character. Oh, glory. Have you sold out? If you haven't sold out, you need to sell out right now. Amen.
Amen.
Don't have time to be skipping and hopping from one side of the fence to the other. Praise God. Sometimes you skip and you hop, and if you miss a skip, that fence is kind of high. Oh, does that hurt? Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. See, let me tell you something. The Spirit of the Lord is trying to get somebody's attention. It's not the sinner man. Hint, hint, it's not the sinner man. Praise God. It is God's church, church people, trying to get your attention. That's what God is trying to do. And it's time out because time is short. Praise God. You better listen to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. If you don't listen to nothing else, praise God, you better listen. Because God's trying to get your attention. And he will get tired. Oh, yeah. And you don't want to fall into the hands of an angry God. Oh, bless his holy name. We can't keep saying one thing in the Word of God and doing another. It ain't so. Praise God. Sin is sin. Whether little, whether medium, whether large, it's all sin. And sin is a stench in God's nostrils. Amen. Amen. So, stop compromising. Stop doing the things you're doing. Praise God. Holy Spirit is talking to you. You know who you are. Amen. And it doesn't matter whether you in leadership, in the pew, a lay member, it doesn't matter. Get yourself together. Get your house in order. Praise God. And I believe we all can stand a little bit of getting our house in order. Because none of us are perfect. None of us have arrived. How do you know when you arrive? When Jesus cracked that sky and he says, come unto me, come my children, then you will rise. But until then, it's a teachable moment. Until then, follow Jesus. Take no chance of getting lost. You got to follow Jesus. And if Jesus won't take you to the top, then nobody else can. Oh, praise God. Time out for the game, saints. It's time out. Praise God. Get your house in order. If you say you love, then love. Praise God. If you got an alt, then you need to go back and get that alt right with your brother, your sister, whomever, and then take it to the altar to Jesus. Once you get up from that altar, you leave it there, praise God, and you get up and you press your way on to the high calling of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Through the process of alignment and position in the Word of God and being led by His Holy Spirit. That's the only way to do it. The only way, the only door is Jesus Christ. And you must come in at the door. Praise God. You're not going to sneak in. You're not going to buy your way in. You're not going to lie your way in. You're not going to connive your way in. Praise God. Lord, Lord. Yeah? You call me Lord. But I sent you somebody. Did you take care of them? Somebody was hungry. Somebody was naked. Somebody was dealing with the issue of suicide. But you got time to sit up in the church amongst the other saints and cause chaos. And God is getting tired of it. He's getting tired. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's getting tired. So, number one, you need to go back and take a checkup from the neck up. Talked about some PMCS, preventive checks and services, some weeks back. Amen. You better go and take some PMCS out on your spiritual well-being in Christ. Amen. Because when you think where you are, you're not. Amen. But God is trying to get your attention. Amen. But won't it be sad, 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 and too late? Because you don't want to wake up out of your slumber and your stupor. Amen. Amen. We love you. Praise God. But it can't always be sweet. It can't always be sugar-coated, icing on the top. Praise God. Your faith has got to be challenged to make you strong so you can make it. Because the enemy is coming as a roaring lion. And because you think you got it all together, you know it all. You can quote every scripture in the Bible. Praise God, but you ain't got no love in your heart. Praise God. The words say the wheat and the tare have to grow together. But if you are the wheat, you have to identify yourself, praise God, as being the wheat and being above all of that. So that that tare can see your light as well as the enemy. Oh, bless his holy name. Well, we got to get out of here. Amen. We got to get out of here. Don't forget. Amen. Praise God. Our ADM Talent Show, Clayton County, March the 17th, 5 to 9 p.m. Entry fee, $25 for all others to come to see, $10. Located at 8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Point of contact, Sister Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God loves you, and so do I.
Thank you. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.